Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories military analysis column for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Fred Kaplan, welcome back to Day Today.
Thanks.
In writing about the horror in Fallujah on Wednesday, you quote on background Pentagon officials who say this is a potential turning point for the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq. What do they mean by that and why?
Well, they see that this is a real disaster that calls into question the whole direction of the U.S. occupation policy. Are we doing the right things? Are we going the right way? How are we going to deal with the whole Sunni triangle, politically and militarily, in a way that calms it down? Because if it's going to keep festering like this, there's never going to be a stable country there.
You run through a number of options that the military might consider, presumably on the basis of conversations you had with people at the Pentagon. Bombing, for instance, and cordoning off the city.
Well, you know, it was in response to the feeling that we're probably going to do something. Paul Bremer, the head of the occupation authority, said yesterday that we will not let this go unpunished. The question is, what kind of punishment is it going to be? Just indiscriminate bombing doesn't tend to work. In terms of precision bombing, well, what are we going to get? I mean, I don't think we have a good handle on who the killers were or even on who the insurgent leaders are, where they hang out.
So we can't actually target them with pinpoint bombing. And cordoning off the city, you say that's not such a good answer either.
Well, the problem is we really don't have enough troops to do that. That takes a tremendous effort. We don't have enough troops right now even to pacify, as the word has it, Fallujah, much less cordon it off. So you remember before the war, there were army generals who said, we don't have enough troops. And Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said, well, yes, we do. Don't worry about it. And as it turned out, we did have enough troops to defeat the Iraqi army and occupy Baghdad. But it turns out we don't have nearly enough to achieve the real strategic objective of the war, which is to create a stable and, one would hope, democratic Iraq.
Indeed, that's why there are contractors like these four individuals from Blackwater Security Consulting. I wonder exactly how many people are there like that in Iraq, and how is it that the military would use them instead of soldiers?
Well, that's the irony here. These people who were killed on Wednesday, these are, I assume, recently retired Navy SEALs and Army Rangers who are lured to take these private jobs at, I think, something like $500 a day, which is a lot more than they were getting paid as soldiers, doing exactly the same thing that active duty or reserve soldiers would do if we had enough of them. The very fact that these guys were there indicates that the Pentagon knows that we don't have enough people to do this. The reports have it that they were there providing security to food convoys. Well, you know, if we don't have enough troops to do that, then we don't have enough troops to secure Fallujah, and you can't leave it all to private contractors.
Let me ask you this, Fred. As regards these private contractors, are they covered by the rules of war? That is, are they authorized to shoot people?
That's a good question. I assume they must be. Otherwise, they really wouldn't be of any use at all.
What good would they be doing, right?
Right. But in terms of whether they're subject to the Geneva Convention, for example, I don't know. I mean, I think this whole area is fraught with ambiguity. It's shrouded in mystery. It's something that we wouldn't have even had to think about in previous wars, either because they were very small wars or because we had the draft, and so you didn't need to do this. This is a brand new thing, and I think it is something that needs to be investigated much more closely.
Opinion and analysis from Fred Kaplan. He writes the War Stories column for Slate. Fred, thanks for joining us again on Day Today.
Thank you.